Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Monday, January 31st, 2011. Welcome to the show. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Hyman. Welcome. It is Money Monday, January 31st, again, 2011. It is 10:42, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. 15 ways to never run out of money. That's the topic. 15 ways never to run out of money. We are going to get it in a little late, but nevertheless, we are in. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 15 ways to never run out of money tonight. Let's get it started again. 917-889-3926. This is a superb nightcap. We'll be right back. Team Honor.
I love the way you move. Oh, I really think you got me. Send a text from me to you. Mitch, when are you coming through? I said my people need to holler at him. She got a patio, go holler at him. Right. As he lay on the vivid dust, you said it's like sleeping on a cloud. I'm the subject to all your friends. It's a my friend. Come over. We're the stuck girls. I'll give you my all, girl. I got your face bones. I hate weight. Stainless steel countertop, pearl and gray lace. Get on my way, mate. I guarantee your goody goodies and your mind state. Gonna get you hurt, mate.
I wanna get you free tonight. I wanna get you free
people go crazy.
She got
on.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. Welcome to the show tonight. Again, starting off a little late, the Angels will be with us shortly. 917-889-3926 is the number. Welcome to the show. It's Money Monday, January 31st. Recession is still very much a real thing in the lives of many Americans. Tonight, we want to focus on getting back on track financially and preparing for those rainy days here in our future. TM Hyman Radio Live has 15 ways for you to never run out of money. Based on a consumer report that we actually had a chance to review from last month, 15 ways to never run out of money. First way, you know, starting out, hey, many Americans try to keep up with the Joneses, but going backwards, starting off with the number one way to try to hold on to money, it is to live modestly. I don't think a lot of folks even know what that means anymore. Our parents, our grandparents really knew how to live modestly, you know, and that's really we're trying to live below your means. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Try to live a little bit below standard, below par, you know, save some money, live modestly. Keep a budget or keep to a budget, you know. Try to discipline yourself financially. That's probably the number one thing, but that's the number two step tonight. Keep a budget. Keep to a budget. You know exactly how much you have coming in so that you know what you can afford to have going out. Tonight we're talking about savings. You know, got to save some money. You got to live modestly. Got to keep to a budget. You know, we're talking about lifestyle skills, and this really works for kind of really everybody at this point. 15 ways to never run out of money. 917-889-3926 tonight is the topic. We are going to keep you informed just based on what we actually read out of a consumer report. Couple of weeks ago, we thought it was very interesting. It was actually February's edition of the Consumer Report. Consumer Report is an actual publication. You could log on to consumerreports.org to get more information. We actually are giving you tips out of February 2011's Consumer Report edition. Pretty good magazine. It had some secrets for strategies for successful savers as well. So that's consumerreport.org. Number two, talking about strategies to help you to save some money. Number one, live modestly. Number two, keep to a budget. Number three, start saving early. If you start saving early, you know, the sooner you have money set aside to be able to do some of the things that you're trying to do. My mom used to actually save a few dollars pay period over pay period so that when Christmas came around, Christmas was pretty much already paid for throughout the year just based on what she had saved pay period over pay period throughout the year. Thought that was a good strategy. Folks, hey, Money Monday in the city, January 31st, 2011. Take part in our conversation tonight. Give us a comment, your tips, your strategies. How do you save money? You know, it's Money Monday here on TM Hyman Radio Live. February coming up, starting tomorrow, Black History Month. Let's prepare to celebrate. 917-889-3926 is the number. Pete Rock and CL Smooth is the name. It's called Reminisce. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October, a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten cause the girl loved trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Silly won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad sticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real. I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness to fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen.
Pete Rock, CL Smooth, it's called Reminisce, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. How do you do?
Thank you, thank you. I'm good to go. Your
fingers!
All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now, what's happening?
Toya, good tonight. All the way live from Chesapeake.
Yay.
Damn it, I'm trying to freaking wake up. That was
fair
a mixture
finger.
Between Charlotte and Chesapeake. That was
Chesapeake.
All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Doe Mayer, everyone. Welcome to the show.
All right. Bony knuckles, everybody.
You have got to freaking forgive me. I am like, wow, I'm like thrown off this evening. These folks want time. I was late as hell. And before we proceed, he's been hanging out there for a minute. Area code 757, last four digits, 2455. Welcome to the program.
What's going on?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
Good afternoon in the morning time, Mr. Pete Rock and CL Smooth. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
They reminisce over you.
Money Monday this evening, folks, January 31st, 2011. 15 ways to never run out of money. I've dropped three tips on you thus far. Hey, Toya, right up your alley tonight. It's a whole finance show. We want to live modestly. We want to keep to a budget. We want to start saving early. And number four is diversify your holdings. You know, investments, stocks, bonds, real estate, and other tips, diversify. Toya, you want to speak to any one of those four tips thus far, 15 ways to never run out of money?
Diversifying your stock and where you put your money, I think a lot of people in our generation, we don't know too much about stocks and investing money, and I think that's something that we should become a little more familiar with, especially since Social Security will be running out. We won't have Social Security when it's time for us to collect. So I think we need to learn how to diversify our funds and put money in different places so that we can make money off of our money. So I think that's something we definitely need to learn how to do.
Absolutely. The next tip is prioritize retirement over college. I know a lot of times, you know, people talk about, you know, saving money towards college. You can borrow money for college at the end of the day, but you can't borrow money towards your retirement.
You surely can.
The 401k is something that, you know, we definitely need. Absolutely inquire about 401k on your job. A lot of people take the position, you know, well, I can save my own money. Can you? Can you? I mean, a lot of people have savings accounts, but, you know, they nickel and dime their savings account, you know, every time their checking account gets low. And that's not what the savings account is really for. You know, so that 401k, you know, can really help you. You know, that next tip, again, was prioritize retirement over college. Remember, you can borrow for college.
But you can't say that savings don't sometimes save your tail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you need to keep it there and let it grow.
Yeah, but you know what?
Tapping it.
That's hard to do in the recession, though. I mean, I know it was hard for me. I mean, I had
very
money
true.
Saved up before, you know, before I was not employed, you know. I had a savings.
Yeah.
But it all went
yeah.
up in the air. You know, it's like it's not up in the air, but, you know.
I think we all have tapped our savings. I don't think there's one person, you know, participating tonight who can't say that they've tapped their savings. But I think, you know, in order to never run out of money, discipline comes into effect.
Okay. I think residual income comes into effect. Learn how to create residual income.
But even with creating income, you have to have discipline, because you can create income and spend income just as quickly as you create it.
Absolutely.
You know, I think
discipline
is a major factor. No, absolutely. I think the residual income is essential, you know, essential specifically in a recession. I think that's essential. But, you know, you got to learn how to, again, you know, not only prioritize, but discipline yourself. You know, the next tip is stay in the game. You know, stay in the game. You have to have something preserved in order to, you know, be able to invest or to reap the benefits of dividends, you know, in any way. You know, you got to have something. And in order to stay in the game, you know, you got to budget and you got to balance, you know, and you got to, you know, watch your spending, folks. To hell with that impulse shopping. And we're going to do a whole show surrounding impulse shopping coming up soon. But stay in the game. You know, stay in the game. You can't stay in the game by spending your savings every time, you know, you get, you know, you back up against the wall. You know, learn how to say no, specifically in those impulse situations. Who's an impulse shopper? Drew, are you an impulse shopper, Drew?
No, sir. I'm too broke to be.
Too broke to be an impulse shopper.
I mean, you know what? Just to elaborate on some of the stuff you were saying, though, I worked at the Ford plant that they closed down here in 07 for 14 years. And unfortunately for me, I didn't start putting money in the 401k until the last 4 or 5 years. And just in that brief period of time, a little bit I was putting in, I had, when I left the Ford plant, I had about $16,000, $17,000 in there, which is gone now. But I literally know people that maxed out. And keep in mind, when you're making over $1,000 a week, this money that's going into the 401k isn't taxed. So they're taking it out before you even get taxed. And I literally know dudes that have been there and putting quite a bit of money in for 25, 30 years. They had over $1 million in 401k.
Right.
You
know, but a lot of people don't look at it like that. And then also you have to take in, some people take into account the money that they have on hand, because we also have to speak to the people who don't even know how to budget outside of their monthly bills and their household costs. You know,
oh,
like
definitely.
People will pay, you know what I'm saying? Like some people will pay their utility bills and their rent or mortgage, and then the rest of it is gone. You know, then they spend it all on whatever and then be broke until they get paid again.
I've been guilty of that, and I know a lot of people are. I pay my bills, but what I got left, the one place it don't belong is in my pocket and in the bank. It's supposed to go somewhere.
I have a cousin who has to see his money. He has to see his money. If you don't see it, he's working for nothing. But, you know, some people feel like that. Seriously.
Right.
But how do you combat that? I mean, like, what about the people who don't even have bank accounts? They don't have, you know, or they're not able to get bank accounts for whatever reason.
Well, they have to clean. They have to clean up the trouble. And folks, you know, that's a good point that's raised in reference to bank accounts. If you're someone who has allowed your negligent behavior to cause you to be shut out of the banking system here in America, know that, one, you're already at a disadvantage. You know, you're already at a disadvantage. You have to level out the playing field for yourself, because sometimes, you know, when we're young, we're ignorant, you know, and we make bad decisions. We bounce checks. We don't pay off charged off accounts. Things like that causes us not to be able to ever get an account with a banking system in America. And it's hard to do business and be relevant in society, and you don't have the basics. You can be shut out. Don't blackball yourself thinking you got over on the damn bank. You know, not only did you not get over on the bank got over on you, because now no one will allow you to run your Social Security number through their system. That's not a way to live. Get it together.
Well, let me just add something to that. Even if you have been perfect blackballed, there are programs out there that will work with you, that will help straighten up your credit, and the banks are working with the programs, and once you go through the whatever the program is, they'll allow you to open an account with that bank. Like, I know they offer a program like that here at our local YWCA. They have a lot of different money management programs, first-time home buyer programs, all types of programs that are based on finances. So all you have to do is ask around. You can find a program that'll work with you. What they'll do is they'll send you through an actual finance class that shows you how to budget, how to save, how to get your credit back in decent standing. And then once you finish the program, the bank will allow you to open a checking account with them. So it's not like you're done forever, because if you just ask around and do a little digging, you can find a way to get back into the banking system.
And that's that's great feedback. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, it's 11:05. It's Money Monday, January 31st, 2011. We're talking about 15 ways to never run out of money. Just to recap here, we talked about living modestly, keeping to a budget, start saving early, diversify your holdings, prioritize retirement over college, and stay in the game. We'll keep the tips coming. Toya just told you, even if you've been shut out of the banking system due to some bad decisions, there are options for you. Don't fret. We'll keep it going. We'll be right back. Team of Hound Radio Live, at some point we will go to commercial. We'll be back.
Hey, now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Myself, I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Head and nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hoop it to her, lay it up and knocking jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slip and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a time hawk right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
Boy, tell me you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around, hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game,
so. I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the killing my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit it yet. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. B-Train, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like take me out the game,
go. I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the killing my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. That's my man Vail. Put me in the game. Hey, check us out. We will be live from Miami, Florida, February 25th and 26th, out at the Florida Mix Show Music Summit. Again, Miami, Florida, TM Hyman Radio Live, broadcasting live Friday night, February 25th, from the Miami Mix Show Music Summit. Be there or you're going to be locked out. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with our finance segment. Give it up for Tori.
Good evening. Tonight I just wanted to touch on six millionaire traits that you can adopt.
I like that.
Now, we all know millionaires have more in common with each other than just their bank accounts. So I just wanted to give you a few of the traits that are most common amongst the seven-figure bank account set. First would be independent thinking. The time and energy everybody else spends attempting to conform, millionaires spend creating their own path. You know, thoughts impact actions. So people who want to be wealthy should think in a way that will get them to that goal. So remember, always think rich and eventually you'll get there. Vision. Wealthy people not only have big dreams, they also believe that the dreams will come true. You know, as such, those wealth seekers should set, you know, out for lofty goals and not be afraid of uncharted territories. It's like a no holds barred. You know, if you have a vision, you just go for it, put your blinders up and go for it regardless of what others may say. Skills. Millionaires concentrate their area, they actually concentrate on their area of excellence, millionaires also tend to partner with others to supplement their weaker skills. So if you have something that you're not too good at, you want to find someone who is really good to play on your team. So keep that in mind. Fourth being passion. Millionaire Warren Buffett said that money is a byproduct of something that he really likes to do very much. So enjoying your work allows you to have the discipline to work hard at it every day. So be passion-driven. Make sure it's something that you really enjoy to do. Investment. Millionaires are willing to sacrifice time and money to achieve their goals. They're willing to take a risk now for the opportunity of achieving something greater in the future. And lastly, salesmanship. Millionaires are constantly presenting their ideas and persuading others to buy into those ideas. Good salesmen are oblivious to any naysayers or critics. So in other words, they don't take no for an answer. They also have good social skills. So, of course, to make money, you have to have some types of, you know, some type of salesman skills. So just find out which traits apply to you and what you can do to kind of hone some of those skills in your life so you can be on a path of, if not a millionaire, a very successful, rich person. We would all like to be wealthy, but if we can be rich, it would help as well. So just keep in mind that it's not always just money that the millionaires have in common, but they also have certain traits that are common amongst them as well.
We like those millionaire traits. Thank you very much, Toya, bringing our finance segment to us live from Newark, Delaware tonight on this Money Monday.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Right. Y'all ready?
When you're in the club, your dad's on the floor. When you're in the club, your dad's on the floor. Them haters can't touch.
to your heart, you motherfucker.
Baby, you know.
I left my pain in Perry. Why can't you see shit my way? You on that lonely highway. My car still on that driveway. Feels like I'm dying slowly. Feels like what more can I say? I made you face your fears. I think we could've made it. Thought I told you I love you. Maybe we should've waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by your valet, I would've gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. That's Dirty Money, Ass on the Flow. And that's a pretty hot video. Like that joint right there. Diddy and the Girls, Dirty Money. Dawn Rashad, our friend, she'll be back on the show in a couple of weeks. Look out for Dawn Rashad. Again, Diddy's Dirty Money, Ass on the Flow. Monday in the city, January 31st, 2011, it's 11:23 on the East Coast, 7:23 on the West Coast. We're talking about 15 ways to never run out of money. When you're young and on the budget, you're planning ahead. Starting out, guess what? Live modestly. That's tip number one. We talked about keeping to a budget, living within your means, number two. Number three, start saving early. Number four, when you start getting into those middle years, it's time to, guess what, diversify your holdings. Prioritize retirement over college. Remember, you can always borrow money for college or get grants or, you know, Stafford loans and stuff like that. Stay in the game was the last tip before we proceed. But let's go to the phones. Area code 202. That's Washington, D.C. D.C., what's good? Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What's going on, T? This is Coop calling from D.C.
Coop, what's good, brother? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, man. Nothing much, man. Just checking y'all out. Like, me personally, for finances, I'm not a good saver. So I have to hide money for myself, whether it's like opening up a bank account or a credit union account where I don't have a ATM card where I can't get to it, or like I'll give a little bit more to my 401k because I know I'm not going to touch it.
Have you always had that 401k, Coop?
Since I got out of the military, just about every job I've had has had 401k plans. So, yeah, I've had them for some years now.
Okay, what makes you a poor saver? It's not that you don't know it's important to save.
Just if I have access to it, and it's there and I need to get to it, I'm going to get it.
Right. So how do you hide money from yourself? Because I think that's a good strategy, and I too apply that strategy. And how I do it is, I've kind of got to a point to where money that I would normally put in a savings account, I open up another savings account at a different bank. So I have like four or five different savings accounts stretched out at different banks. Like if the bank all the way over town, I know I'm not going to travel too often. So, you know, I got it way over there. Really as a strategy to kind of keep it from me. How do you hide money from yourself?
I do the same thing. I mean, like I said, the 401k is one way of doing it. And then I also, you know, the other credit union. You might have an extra credit union because credit union is going to give you a better rate than a bank, even if it's only a small bit. Every little bit counts. But I won't have a bank card for it. So if I want to get to that account, I got to go into the bank. And a lot of them places close early. Or you might, you know, if you have access to going to open one out of town somewhere, go ahead and open it. And then when you need to get to it, if you really want to get to it, it might have to be an emergency or you're going to jump through some hoops.
Right. Got you. Cool. Washington, D.C. hanging out with us. The next tip, my friends, is catch up. There's this thing called catch up. And really what that is, it's to put a little more aside than you normally would. It's like that extra savings. You put a normal, you know, savings aside, but, you know, once you've gone above and beyond, you know, hey, catch up. You know, play catch up with yourself and put that next, you know, little piece of money aside, you know, to kind of catch up on your savings. Pay off debt. You know, accelerate payments on your mortgage. You know, don't just pay this month's mortgage, but pay this month and next month's mortgage if you can. You know, pay off debt ahead of time. That's a good tip. I think Toya touched on that, you know, one time during one of her finance segments. But, you know, teach yourself out. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, this is CeeLo. Okay, but I want to also make a point with this, though, is just because you pay things off does not mean that your credit is going to shoot through the roof. Your credit only shoots through the roof when you pay on things.
Well, you got to pay on
time. Credit. Yes, but what I'm saying is, like, for instance, when I was about, about 26, right, I paid off a car. It was a Camry. I thought that this was going to shoot my, you know, this is a, at the time I paid, $9,000. I paid it off. I thought I was doing something big, even though I had financed it originally, but I think only lasted it like about a year, and then I paid it off. Well, the thing was that I was penalized almost for paying it off because I didn't leave it open long enough. You see what I'm saying?
It's about
and
your
a lot of
history,
people aren't unaware of that, though.
Yeah, payment history. It's about a payment history, not necessarily how, you know, quickly you can pay it off. It's not a credit card.
Exactly. But see, that what I'm saying is that then, in my early 20s, I wasn't aware of that. I learned that by trial
right.
and error. You see what I'm saying?
No,
so it is a difference between you can pay your debt off, like, you know, yeah, don't let small bills linger there. If you have stuff on your credit that's only like maybe $150, pay that off. You know, like get the small stuff out of the way and piece up the, you know, the larger thing. I mean, but you just, you know, just know that you can just go pay something off, but it's not going to make your credit shoot through the roof. You have to pay on
no
time.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Payment history is important. But pay off that tip. The next tip, excuse me, is budget for health care costs. Folks, you got to be sure to plan for out-of-pocket health care expenses, you know, specifically, you know, when you're trying to plan towards retirement. You know, you can get sick or somebody could get injured at any given time. Insurance is important. If you don't have it, you got to pay out of pocket. Budget for health care costs that may hit you unexpectedly. And then time your payment. You know, opting to receive your first, you know, once you hit that Social Security age, you know, opting to receive your first check, you know, at a specific age, it reduces your payment. You know, so you want to make sure that you're looking at that scale. You know, for payments and can plan out your payments. Social Security for myself may not even be around when it's time for me to collect it. And folks, think about that. For those of us who are in our 30s, in our 40s, you know, we got another 20, you know, 30 years before Social Security is supposed to come around. Think about it. The way the economy is right now, don't bank on it. Put some money aside for yourself. And then you need to understand, you know, what annuities are about, and again, what real investments are about. Toya deals with finance every week. She helps us out every week. How many are paying attention, all right? Understand, you know, carefully understand annuities, you know, and what investment-based insurance products and things really entail. And follow the 4% rule. What is the 4% rule? Withdrawing only 4% annually from any kind of fund that you have in place, specifically like a retirement fund. You know, you want to preserve your capital for at least 30 years before even trying to tap anything. Balance it out and apply the 4% rule. These tips are coming to you tonight by way of Team Muhammad Radio Live, but it's the consumer. It's the Consumers Report. You can visit consumersreport.org to really get more tips in detail. This is out of the February edition, 2011 Consumer Report. We're talking about 15 ways to never run out of money. Up next, live out of Charlotte, it is CeeLo with Entertainment National News. But first, CeeLo Green. Team Holland Radio Live. Our very own CeeLo.
Morning Time, January 31st, 2011. And this is the eve of our 100th show, so this is really beautiful. I want to start in Mississippi. A high school football player, he changed his mind in a college choice, and that resulted in his Facebook account cancellation. And what happened, you ask? Well, the high school linebacker, C.J. Johnson, he initially chose Mississippi State as the college that he was going to go to. He's like a nationally ranked high school football player. Well, then he changed his mind and decided to go with Ole Mississippi. Now, the thing is that he was getting feedback from both, you know, from both colleges. And for those of you that follow college sports, people are really serious about this. Well, his decision to go with Ole Mississippi prompted people to, like, start posting things on his Facebook. And then they involved his mother, saying that, you know, he only went with Ole Mississippi because his mom worked as a housekeeper for a year. For, you know, an old faculty member in Ole Mississippi. And it's, like, really crazy. So he ended up just deleting his Facebook page and saying he definitely wasn't going to go to Mississippi State after that. So, you know, I guess you got to check that privacy level on Facebook. In other news, in other parts of the world, a Canadian, a 64-year-old Canadian man is finally being sentenced, was finally sentenced today to 25 years. Because pretty much he was pimping these children from Thailand. People were paying him. People in the United States were paying him to go over to, you know, Thailand and have sex with young boys. So he was found guilty on three counts, like conspiracy to engage, you know, acts of minors and so forth, and you know, being a pimp for these children. So hopefully he dies in jail. Sorry to say that, but yeah, I really mean it. Next, we're in Florida again. A Florida federal judge, actually U.S. District Judge Robert Vinson, he declared the individual mandate portion of the recently passed health care reform law as unconstitutional. And so, and for those of you all that don't know, the individual mandate that I'm speaking of, that requires, it's the part of the health bill that requires most Americans to buy health insurance by 2014 or face penalties. And this judge also stated that, you know, Congress exceeded their bounds of authority. And so now what this means is he said that that makes the whole, you know, the whole law null and void. So, you know, they're going to be taking this to the Supreme Court next. So we'll see how, you know, how this health care reform is going to turn out. But last but not least, in light of this, you know, the early January shootings that we had, the government officials and civilians, today Democratic Arizona State Senator Steve Gallardo introduced a bill Monday to require background checks for all sales at gun shows in Arizona. So that's a good step for them in the right direction. And that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news for January 31st. Thank you. I love you guys. Peace.
Live out of Charlotte, peace and blessings. It is CeeLo. With entertainment and national.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight, one word, .ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Abundance, implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games in the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move on to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated because in all the calls I scream my name. Me not to get it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Plus in rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, 5-3. travel renowned, soft spot, silly history. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence rule on everything, and everything is yours. Never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Think that's slow, for others get deals that go wrong. I turned the cheek, able to live another day. Still I can be, this baby girl got a lot to say. I chose the road I'm on, cause I get it all this way. Persuade the masses to see life another way. I can't continue to fight this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, the pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. Come again, that local stage, you just don't even get it. I'm Lady Ganga. You're better off falling back and smoking up on the Ganga. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value trader. Hence all my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
WHAC-TM Hyman Radio Live, hanging out with the Angels, live from Charlotte, it's CeeLo, live from Newark, it's Toya, live from Chesapeake, VA, it's Domare. Welcome to the show, ladies, thanks for riding with me tonight. It's Money Monday, January 31st, we're talking about 15 ways to never run out of money. We started off with the fact that, you know, being young, on a budget, planning ahead, you know, you got to live modestly, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses, you got to keep to a budget. Don't live above your means. Start saving early in the game. The earlier you save, the earlier you'll be able to make some things happen. Diversify your holdings. Prioritize for retirement over college. Stay in the game. The only way to stay in the game is to preserve a little revenue, my friends. Catch up. Play catch up. Anytime you have a little extra money, guess what? Put that much more aside. Play catch up when it comes to savings. Pay off debt. CeeLo stated, paying off a debt doesn't mean it's going to improve your credit. It just helps you to pay off the debt. Budget for health care crisis that you may not be prepared for, just in case you don't have that insurance in place as necessary. Time your payment. Again, you know, don't take money out before it's too early. Understand annuities, what annuities are. We talked before we went to break about preserving your nest egg by withdrawing only 4% annually. Follow that 4% rule. The next tip tonight is fill up a big bucket. When it comes to an intuitive way to manage your portfolio, you know, put money into buckets. Depending on, you know, what you might need, there may be a cash bucket, there may be an insurance bucket, there may be a bucket for CDs, there may be a bucket for stock. You know, seek a financial planner if you're not familiar with all of these different terms. You know, next up is a hedge, against inflation. You know, if you lived through the 70s and the 80s, you know, you can attest to corroding power and inflation. You know, most of us, I was born in the 70s, so I don't know too much about it, but I was able to read up and understand that inflation kind of fluctuated a lot. It went up and down in the 70s and the 80s. You know, prepare for inflation. You know, you got to set some money aside so that you aren't stuck in a rut. Guess what? You got to plan ahead, my friends, and be financially and fiscally smart. Angels, Toya specifically, chime in. This is your stuff tonight. We talking finance.
Well, you were doing a pretty good job there, Terrence.
I took some good notes.
I think the one thing that younger people need to be very, or maybe try to steer clear of, would be credit card debt, because it's really, really easy to get into debt or accumulate a lot of debt as far as credit cards are concerned, but it's a lot harder to pay it off. and that can scar your credit really, really bad for a long time. Like CeeLo said, you can pay something off, but just because you pay it off doesn't necessarily mean that your credit's going to shoot up. So I think that the one big thing that people want to do is make sure that they watch the credit cards. I think that I can only speak in, like, African-American homes, black homes. I know that my parents, their big thing was stay away from credit cards, stay away from credit cards, stay away from credit cards. So as soon as I could get a credit card, that's the first thing I did was get a credit card and ran it up, and, you know. But I think if you incorporate that into your, you know, your everyday living, as far as your kids are concerned, or younger folks are concerned, and they're familiar with it and how it works, and how it can hurt you and how it can benefit you, then that will be helpful in the long run. Instead of just saying, you know what, stay away from them and that's it. Okay, stay away from them. Why? Someone's giving me money. I'm going to spend it and get what I want, and not knowing that, okay, yeah, I kind of know I got to pay it back, but is it really that serious? So instead of just saying stay away from it, I think, you know, people need to do a little more than just stay away from it. You need to make sure that your child knows about credit cards and how they work and how they benefit you and how they can hurt you. So.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Anybody else just want to weigh in tonight before we bring tonight's show to a close? Again, 15 ways to never run out of money.
Yeah, this is Diddy. I just want to say something I don't think we touched on heavy. I did mention it, and it's about residual income. I just want to tell everybody that the 30-somethings, the 20-somethings, the younger generation, a lot of these tips and ways to save and things to do with your money are kind of geared towards a little bit older. Some kids, you know, are not taking the college route. They're not finding out about what finances are, what stocks are, what different options, things of that sort are. What you are seeing a lot of is people trying to find their own ways to create avenues of income because they want to take control of that. They don't want anyone else to have control of that. So explore. That's why I like, what's the dude named Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook dude? He created a network. He put a network on the internet, ways to find people, build a huge network, and now he's a billionaire.
Right.
Things like that are becoming like the big thing in Generation X. We're not the baby boomer generation anymore. We're Generation X. We're trying to create our own income. So research things like that. Find out, you know, what's available to you. You know, if you can become an independent business owner, join up with a mentorship program that shows you how to own your own business, more investment with great reward, then, you know, that's what I think young people should gear their minds towards. I know a lot of older parents are not really promoting that, so you don't really hear that. You hear go to college, get a good job. Education is key. It's not to say going to college is key. Education. Educate yourself on the different opportunities and options and choices out there available and to make income, to be financially free, to be wealthy, and to be able to show others how to do the same things that you were able to do. And it may not have been going to college or going to the military, because if you move from job to job 2 years every 2 years, your 401k may not be the most steady. You may not have an IRA. So now what you got, you may not have a savings, but you need to plan for your future. You need to start an inheritance, start a legacy, especially if you have kids. So definitely, you know, talking about that, you can save your traditional savings, but that 1%, 2%, it takes a long time. It takes $489,000 just to save $10,000. I don't know about you, but I don't have $489,000 sitting around in the bank, and I can't make that in a where I can, because I'm connected to a very great system and would definitely love to show others how to be connected. But the average person that's not connected don't have that sitting around to make $10,000 off of.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Just say,
Health and Wellness, live out of Charlotte, live out of Chesapeake. 9 minutes left in the show. We'll be right back, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Slow down, look over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later.
be busy doing other things. I got a nice crib, but I need a house with a couple wings. On the balcony, blowing trees, you and me. I might pull over just to get your phone number. I'm a bone jumper, I'm a dome addict. I gotta have it by now, it should be automatic. Ask my man if he remembers them bras. They was French, talking about some type of menage. But come on, ça va, my dame, je m'appelle Jay. Voulez-vous coucher with C4A? Never mind, man, them bras are faking. Hit me up the next day, I might call me later. Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Change when you make up in your mind that you want to become more physically fit and start eating right.
So, again, I'll touch more go further into detail on Wednesday about how to stay motivated during physical fitness, because that's what we want to do in 2011 is become mentally prepared and trying to reach our goals, because, again, physical fitness is definitely important in order to reaching our goals, because it helps keep our mind fresh, it keeps our body going, blood circulating, things that we need, and you know, in order to, you know, keep that we can reach those goals.
WHACTM Highland Radio Live. Again, thanks for riding with us tonight, folks. It's Money Monday, January 31st. 15 ways to never run out of money with that last tip for you. Just to recap, starting out, you want to live modestly. You want to keep to a budget. You want to start saving early. You want to diversify your holdings, prioritize retirement over college. Stay in the game. Balance out the finances. Live below your means. Catch up. Put every little bit aside that you can save some money, my friends. Budget for those health care costs that are unexpected. Time your payments. Don't stop working. Don't look for Social Security too early in the game. When it comes to retirement years, understand those annuities. Carefully understand them. Look through them. Follow the 4% rule. Fill up the big buckets. You know, make sure that your money's spread out. And it's spread out well. You know, hedge against inflation. Inflation rises and it falls. You know, and then lastly, work, work, work. Don't look to stop working too early. You got people who are in retirement these days working part-time jobs. Work until you can't work no more. Don't ever look to stop working. You got to work in some way, shape, or form. 15 ways to never run out of money. Again, thanks for riding with us tonight, folks. Angels, take us home.
Save your money. Put it in your – don't hide it in your mattress. You really have to invest your money, like seriously. And don't be afraid of the banks. Get your affairs together. That's all I have to say about that.
Be a blessing. Put 10% aside for you and Jesus.
10% aside for you and Jesus.
Because he's
that way,
my everything.
You will never, ever, because he's your everything.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Good night, everybody.
That's my song. Tell me.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.